Okay, רבותיי, צהריים טובים. So, today, by popular demand, I want to share an interesting, I wouldn't call it necessarily a case, but an interesting lamed shtickel on Choshen Mishpat. You know, this past week's parasha, Parashat Mishpatim, you have almost the entirety of Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, a lot of Baba Batra and Sanhedrin in there, a lot of Choshen Mishpat is in there. So I want to focus on one of the dinim in the parasha, which becomes a tremendous machloket in the poskim, with very, very healthy nafkaminas lahalacha.
Healthy lamedes.
That's right. I like that. This is very sharp. Now, is it, no, isn't it? No, it's a chazak meod. Anyway, so the pasuk in this week's parasha, we learn out, al tashet yadecha im rasha liyot ed chamas, the chachamim learn out of there, the Rambam, Maran Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Lamedalet, the halacha is, we learn that from here, Al Tashet Rasha Id, which means don't place Rasha to be an Id. From here we learn that among the other things that can make an Id Pasul Le'edut, being a Rasha is one of them. What is Rasha? What does it mean? You know, there's a lot of Eduyot, there's Kiddushin V'Gitin, there's Mamonot, there's a lot of Eduyot out there, and Rasha is Pasul for all of them. What is a Rasha?
Anyone does it avera de oraita is a rasha de oraita. Anyone does avera de rabbanan is a rasha de rabbanan.
Kol hakavod. No. Asherecha. So yes, that is true. Doing transgressing any avera, the halacha is that makes a person a rasha. Now, interestingly, that is there's a machloket poskim whether or not. Let's say I know that I did an avera, but nobody else does, which is the bulk of our averot are things that we know and other people don't. Edim never came forward to testify to Bed Din about me doing such an Avera. It's just between me and myself. The Shaila becomes, do I become Pasul Le'idut as a result of my own private Averot? The Tumim, which is Agon of Yonis and Eibishitz's commentary on Choshen Mishpat, he brings a Raya that if it wasn't Hu'ad Alav B'Bed Din, if Edim didn't come to Bed Din and testify against me for the Avera that I did, even though I know I did the Avera, and I wasn't Chozer B'Tshuva necessarily, I'm still Kasher Le'edut. Ready?
Any Avera.
He brings it Raya. Watch. He says, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Teta Mudbit. The Gemara says that if a person says, Ploni Riv'ani Le'onzi, Lirtzoni, a person walks into Beit Din, and he says, another man cohabited with me, B'Mishkav Zachor, consensually. I was okay with it. The Gemara says, "Hu ve'achir mitzterfim lehorgo." Me and another person who witnessed it happen can be mitzteref to kill the guy who was with me. Now, the Gemara has a problem. The Gemara says, "What? I'm saying that he did it consensually, which means that what? According to what I'm saying, I'm a rasha." The Gemara says, "Yeah, palginan. We take my words of ploni revani. We don't listen to the lirtzoni. We cut out this consensual business. Bed Din only hears what? He was with me. They don't hear the consensual, so they cut it out because a person is not ne'eman to en adam mesim atzmo rasha. Right? A person cannot make himself a rasha bifnei Bed Din. What's the reason for that? A person is adam karov etzel atzmo. Your very first, your closest degree of relationship is what? Is yourself. Therefore, a person is not ne'eman to make himself a rasha. So we cut out that dibur of ploni revani lirtzoni, we take that out. We just hear ploni revani. He and somebody else are mitzaref laharog, the other person. Stop. Let me ask you a question. The Tumim, Rav Eibishitz, asks a question. He says, I understand. What is the other guy who watched this happen? What's he saying? If he's saying that I was, that it was be'onis, that I was raped, then that means that what? That he and I are contradicting each other. Because he's saying it's be'onis, and I'm saying the words that I said were what? Lirtzoni, that it was consensual. So anytime you have, that's called edut mukheshet, the edut would then contradict itself and fall apart. Obviously, what's he saying? No, he's agreeing with me. That guy from the outside, that other ed, who watched it happen, what's he saying? Yeah, he was with him, reva'o lirtzono. Now, what does that mean? Hey, wait a second. That means, based on what he saw, I understand we did a palgin and dibura to me. But what did he observe? He observed me doing a ma'aseh resha. So how can he join up with me to make this edut to kill the other guy, if according to me and according to him, I was a rasha? The Tumim proves from here that what? Even though I know I'm a rasha, and he knows I'm a rasha, but since there's no two edim that went to Beddin, that saw my avera and testified against me, I'm still kasher le'edut. He can join with me to be mitzteref together to kill the rovea. And send the raya? Good raya. The Chilkat Mechokek in Ibn Ezer, Siman Tetvav, says a very similar case, another very interesting raya, same thing. He says, let's say a person walks in, to Beddin and says, I was with an ishit ish consensually. Bemizid. Okay? Somebody else was watching. Okay, somebody else happened to have been watching also. The Chilkat Mechokek says, I and that other ed are able to be mitztaref, to be oseret isha al ba'ala. I understand you'll pelgina dibura. Instead of hearing me say, I was with the ishet ish, Bedin will cut out the I. They'll just hear, ishet ish was with somebody else, and then I'll be mitztaref with the other guy. Hey, wait a second. If he saw me do it, and it was b'mezid, then that means he knows I'm a rasha. And yet, he still mitztaref le'aidut with me, and we're able to be mitztaref together to be osir isha'an ba'ala. What does that tell you? Says the Chilkat Mechokek, that the halacha is apparently, what? No. That what? That even though the avera happened, and I know the avera happened, the other guy did also, but if it was never hu'ad be'vidin against me, to pasul me, the halacha is, I'm still kasher le'edut. Agaon Chatam Sofer, in a shelot teshuvot yoreh de'a siman yud alef, concurs with the Tumim, with the Chilkat Mechokek. They are all on the same side, that's the halacha, that even when a person is a, we'll call it a private rasha, he knows about it. If Bet Din doesn't, if Edim didn't come forward to testify against him, he is still kasher le'edut. The Chasam Sofer takes it a step further, says not only is he kasher le'edut, but if there's an edut that he's expected to give, you know, there's one din about giving edut, and then there's another din of when you see something, the Torah obligates you to go be me'id about what you saw. That chiyuv, that mitzvah to go be me'id about what you know, still applies even when the person knows that he's an individual rasha, as long as Bet Din doesn't know about it. That's their shita. The Chasam Sofer brings more re'ayot from Gemara and Masechet Shavuot. Let's put that aside for now. Many poskim disagree. Many, many, many poskim disagree with the tumim, with Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz and the Chasam Sofer. First and foremost, the Chavot Ya'ir, which is brought, Chavot Ya'ir is Acharon Kadmon, Agaon Rabbi Ya'ir Chaim Bachrach, quoted by the Pitche Tshuva in the beginning of Siman Kafchet in Choshen Mishpat. The Rabbi Kiveger also holds like that in Halacha. They say, no, if a person knows that inside he did an avera, the halacha is that he's pasul. Even without Beddin knowing about it, or even without Edim testifying against him. They say, what about the question that the Tumim had from Sanhedrin Daftet with Ploni Rivani Leontzi? He says, what's the guy saying? What's the other Ed coming and saying? If he's saying Ones, it's a stira. And if he's saying Ratzon, so they bring the Ra'avan. The Chavot Ya'ir brings the Ra'avan to be Mefarish the Gemara. The Ra'avan says, you know what that other Ed says? He doesn't say what? He doesn't say Ones or Ratzon. He says, I saw it happen. And therefore what? There's no Stira. Since he's not saying, I saw it be Ones, I saw it be Ratzon, there's no Stira because he's not saying Ones. And there's also, he's not saying that he saw it be Mezid. He saw, I just saw the action. That's when you'd be able to be Mitzaref to kill the Rovea. However, if the guy walks in and he says, yes, I saw you also being Rovea, that means that Lidvarav, he saw me being Rasha, and he would no longer be able to be mitztaref with me. Which makes sense, explains Rabbi Kiveger, says, I'll prove to you that even if nobody knows but you about your avera, that you become pasul edut. Why? Watch this. What makes a person, when a Rasha is pasul edut, what makes the person pasul? The avera or the knowledge? What do you think? The Avera or the knowledge of the Avera? No. Avera. The Avera itself. You did an Avera, that makes you Pasul. What's the Raya? Let's say two people come and testify against me in Beddin that I did Avera X, Y, and Z 2 weeks ago. They only got to Beddin today. When do I become Pasul? From the day of the Edut or from the day they said I did the Avera? From the day they said I did the Avera retroactively. Which means what? We see from here that has nothing to do with the Edut. It has to do with did you do the Avera or not? So according to that, even if there's no Edut, if I know that I am guilty of doing that Avera, I'm still Pasul Edut. The Ktsois in Siman Kafchit, Saif Katan Zain, the Ktsot quotes this Machloket. He says, he holds la halacha. By the way, this is a major, major nafkamina la halacha with regards to Edut. Somebody calls on you to do Edut. Now, most of us, Baruch Hashem, don't have Eduyot against us in Bedin about the Averot that we do. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's just the way it is. Most of us, the Averot that we have are what? They're private. Only we know about them. So the Shail is, does that pasul you le'edut, midin rasha, or not? The Ktsot says, le'alacha, he quotes his brother of Yehuda Kain. He says, depends. There's two kinds of psule rasha. He holds, really, you become pasul even when only you know about it, and nobody testified against you. So what's the difference between whether Beddin knows about it or not? If only you know about it, the halacha is that all you need is your own personal tshuva. If you know that you are chozer b'tshuva, with the steps of tshuva, and you resolved not to return to this avera, the halacha is you go right back to being kasher. Done. Nobody knew about the avera. Nobody knew about the tshuva. It's all b'no leben atzmo. But if it already got to Beddin, which means Edim came and testified about your Avera to Beddin, over there your own personal Teshuvah is not sufficient to bring you back to Kashrut Le'edut. Over there, you need what Maran Shulchan Aruch discusses in Siman Lamedalit of Choshen Mishpat, Saif Kaftet, and further, that something that's called Teshuvah Mefursemet. You know what that is? Public, well-known Teshuvah. You have to take steps so that the public who knows now that you did an Avera, they also know, based on your lifestyle, that you've changed your ways. It's not so easy to be chozer b'tshuva for avera mefursemet. But be'emet, you see that the Ktsois is on the side. He's machmir. The Ktsot holds, like the Chavot Yair, B'kveger, Pitche Tshuva, Ra'avan, that even if you're the only one who knows about this avera, you'll be pasul edut. Can I ask you a question then? Based on this understanding, what is the Havana between the Tumim, Chalkat Mechokek, Chatam Sofer, those who hold like them that you are still kasher le'edut if you were never testified about in Beddin? What's the Svara? The Avera was still done. You know it, so why are you not Pasul? What's the Svara? There's a Shach, I think it was in Siman Lamedchet. The Shach in Siman Lamedchet brings down an interesting Rivash. The Rivash, Elot Uchuvot Rivash in Siman Resa Machvav, says the following din. Listen carefully. By all dinim, the halacha is by all edut, by all testimony, you have to testify bifnei ba'al din. The edim have to testify in front of the person who it's nogeatu. We learn it from another pasuk in this week's parasha, v'hu'ad biv'alav v'lo yishmerenu, mikan that the edut v'hu'ad has to be bifnei ba'alav, bifnei ba'al din. You can't give edut, beddin can't accept edut when it's not in front of the ba'al din. Whether it's for mita, or it's for mamon, or whatever punishment it is, the edut has to be accepted by beddin in the presence of the ba'al din. The Rivash says there's an exception. Ready? Watch. Edim zomemin. Edim zomemin is when edim give testimony. Now it turns out to be false because other edim come and say, you were with us on the day that you say that this and you saw this and this happen. That can't be because you were with us b'makom ploni. That's called edim zomemin, about which the Torah says, v'asitim lo kasher zamam la'asot la'achiv. You punish whatever it was, whether it was Mita or Mamon, you give the same punishment that they wanted to inflict, you do to them. The Rivash says that when it comes to punishing them with Mita or Mamon, the Mazimim, the Edim who are going to say Iman Wa'itim, then they have to say it in the presence of the Edim Zomemim. But let's say we're not trying to inflict any punishment. Let's say all we're trying to do is make the Eidim Zomimin Pasula Eidut. Forget about monetary payment. Forget about mitah. We're not trying to inflict punishment. Just so that Bedi knows they're Pasula Eidut. The Rivash says Meforash, you do not need to testify in front of them. You just go to Beddin, even when they're not there. Beddin accepts the testimony, and they're Pasul Eidut. That's the Rivash. The Shach quotes the Rivash, and he says, why is that? He says, Nir'ali. The Shach says, in the words of the Rivash, this is only when you have this kind of situation where there's no punishment, like we said. Not even making him Pasul Lishvu'ah. Only making him Pasul Eidut, because Pasul Eidut has nothing to do with them, because what do they care if they become Pasul Eidut? Since it has nothing to do with them, that's why the Eidut of the Mazimim doesn't have to be done in front of the Zomimim. Stop. Many Acharonim question the Shach, Yad Eliyahu and others. They say, what did the Shach just say? What do they care? What does a person care if he's Kasher Le'Eidut? Umdina, how much would a person pay to reinstate his good name and make himself Kasher Le'Eidut? Probably a lot of money, right? So why is the Shach saying a person doesn't care? Apparently, the Acharonim, the Yad Eliyahu and others, they derive a very deep Lamdisha Yisod from the Shach. And they say as follows. Everything else, all of the other punishments that we spoke about, Mita, Mamon, being Pasul Lishvu'ah, they all have to do with me. That's a din in me. And therefore, if you want to invalidate me, you want to punish me like that, you have to say it in front of my face. However, me being Pasul Eidut, apparently the Shach understood that me being Pasul Eidut is not a din in me. Kashrut or Psul Eidut has nothing to do with the individual. It has everything to do with Beddin. Beddin have to know to accept this person's Eidut or not to accept the person's Eidut. So me being Pasul Eidut is not a din in me, it's a din in the Beddin. And therefore, even when I become Pasul Eidut, which is not pleasant, but still, it has nothing to do with me, it has to do with the Beddin. And therefore, explains the Shach, B'divrei HaRivash, since it has nothing to do with me, they don't have to be Me'id Befanai, they don't have to be Me'id Befnei Ba'al Din, they just have to speak to the people who it pertains to, which is whom? Beddin. They go to Beddin, they give the Eidut, the person becomes Pasul Eidut. Which means, unlike the other Poskim thought, it's very, very mistabir to say that this idea that the Shach is culling from the Rivash is actually the basis for the lamdus of the Tumim and the Chatam Sofer and the Chelkat Mechokek. They say that a person's own Psul, remember we asked before, how could it be? You know you did an Avira, and you're still kasher? Answer, because me being kasher or pasul eidut has nothing to do necessarily with my avera. You remember I asked you before, what does it have to do? No, it doesn't have to do with the avera. What does it have to do with? It has to do with the Beddin's knowledge of what I did. And if the knowledge of it didn't get to Beddin yet, technically, according to those shitot, and now we're saying to probably tag the Shach onto that team, then I'm still kasher. Whereas the other poskim, Reb Kev Eger and the Chavot Yair and others, they hold, no, the Avera makes you Pasul. The Shach understood, no, it's not the Avera making you Pasul. It's not a din in the individual. It's a din in the Beddin. And if the Beddin doesn't know about the Avera, technically, you are still Kasher. And that's why, la'alacha, they say be'emet, that until Beddin, until there's proper Eidut in Beddin about the Avera that I did, I'm still going to be Kasher Eidut. That's how you understand them. Yeah, I'll come back.
So why is he retroactive? And if they...
Because at the end of the day, they're testifying about an avera that happened. Now you have all the ingredients. You have the Eidut, Beddin knows. So you go based on when the avera happened, because now you have the Eidut. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be given a
dat? What?
The guy going to testify even though he knows he's a rasha, whereas Beddin doesn't
know. No, because according to them, he's still kasher. According to that shita, he's still kasher. Not everybody holds to that. But according to them, he's still kasher.
Let's say like a week later, it comes out that he's actually pasul, and he was pasul from before.
So then the Eidut falls off. The Eidut falls off. Yeah, that happens. Yeah. So that is a very interesting look into the lamdas of the yesod of what psul rasha be'eidut is. And nafkamina la'alacha, like I said, the ktsot is machmir. We are machmir by these things, that even if a person knows that, just personally, that he has an avira, he's pasul eidut, but he can be chozer b'tshuva. If he's chozer b'tshuva b'lev, that would be enough. If it's only a personal avera that the Bedin doesn't know about it yet, like the Ketzot HaChoshen explained. So, yeah, Mo.
Is something that I have mitzvah for, any specific
same thing. They say any avera.
Okay.
Yeah, kol tuv.
Yeah, if